Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Right now, I'm absolutely delighted to tell you that on the line we have Menachem Weinstein. He is a singer-songwriter. He's from London, England. I dare to say North London, but we'll find out about that in just a moment. And we'll be talking to him about his musical career and the song that we have just played for you, which was Highway. Menachem Weinstein, hello and welcome to 101.9 Chai FM.
Thank you so much for having me. Very excited to be here.
So just out of pure interest, I took a shot in the dark. I said you weren't just from London, you were from North London. Was I right or was I wrong?
Pretty good, yeah. Stamford Hill, North London. Yep.
Okay, there you go. Okay, 10 out of 10 to me. I'm quite happy with that. Let's talk about that song, that we just played. I don't know if you heard it or not. Very beautiful song, very moving words, like in a car journey through the waters, your light shows me the way. What was the inspiration for that song? Why did you write it?
It's a great question. So I'll give you a little bit of background. I actually married into a beautiful South African family. And my in-laws, my father-in-law, who recently passed away, Dr. Mark Rumbeck from Johannesburg and Ilana Rumbeck, and I married their daughter. And my life up to that point was, you know, like so many people, growing up, I had, you know, different struggles and difficult periods of time. And I began writing my thoughts and my feelings down and turning them into music. And meeting my wife was an incredible experience for me and really a defining moment. So I really wrote this song for her, you know, and for the impact that she's had on my life.
You know, it's interesting because my experience clearly is thoroughly different, but yet that song was incredibly moving for me because I think in the context of a pandemic, it just is so full of hope.
I'm really happy to hear that. You know, my goal when I write music is that everyone should be able to connect to it on their own level. You know, I'm a singer-songwriter, so I'm not like the typical Jewish artist who might, you know, let's say take a passage from Tehillim and make a song out of it. I tend to write about my emotions, my feelings, my experiences, be it good or not so good, you know. But ultimately, the goal is that everyone should be able to connect to the song on their own level and relate to it in their own way. So I'm really happy to hear that.
Talk to us a little bit about your musical career, what you've done, where you plan to go.
Sure. So when I was about 2011, I would say, there was this big Jewish singing contest in New York. And my mother at the time knocked on my bedroom door. She's like, Menachem, you can sing. Go send an audition for this singing contest.
Yeah.
So I put in an audition. Yeah. There were 100 auditions, and I was voted online as a top 10. And they flew me out to New York, and we performed in front of about 3,000 people. And that was a very, you know, crazy experience. Someone who had no singing experience, no performance experience, being thrown in the deep end right away. But that really whet my appetite for the music industry. But something I found out quite early on, especially being a religious Jew and navigating the Jewish music scene, is it, especially in New York, which is like the epicenter of the Jewish music scene in America. It's really centered around the wedding industry, you know, so you have the top singers are jostling each night for the wedding gig, you know, and then the concerts happen once in a while, you know, once every 3-4 months. So it's very different to the non-Jewish mainstream music industry. So once I started to realize that, you know, I started to realize that I don't want to do weddings. I want to keep producing music that means something to me, that, you know, I want to be the singer-songwriter type. So it has its struggles in the Jewish industry. But it's a beautiful thing when I meet people and they tell me they connect to my music. So I'm currently working on my debut album. And this song that you've just played is going to be one of the songs on that album. Yeah.
It's so interesting to me that you raised that issue because obviously on Chai FM we play a lot of Israeli music, and for whatever reason I was on YouTube last night, and to my great surprise I found out that a singer, Natan Goshen, who we play a lot of here on Chai, is actually a very, very religious man. He's got the same level of religiosity, it seems, as somebody like Ishai Ribor. And then you find out that there are more and more artists, many of them Sephardic, like Omer Adam and the like, who just refuse to play on Shabbat. That there is, seems to be a swing that artists are discovering their religiosity. Would you say that's accurate, or would you say I'm off my head?
Good question. I mean, I had a very interesting experience when the Olympics came to London in 2012. Coca-Cola reached out to me and they wanted me to perform in front of one of the stadiums as people were entering. And it turned out that the performance slot was going to creep into Shabbos, and it was a very tough decision. But obviously, I had to turn it down. You know, but that was a very interesting thing. So yeah, I think for religious Jews, to enter the entertainment industry is you really have the cards stacked against you in that sense. You know, I'm sure you know of Alex Clare, another fellow British musician who had, you know, number one songs in all the top radios around the world. He also had to turn down a tour. He got offered a tour with Adele. Which you have to turn down.
My goodness. Okay, then you really do believe. There's no question in my mind. Menachem, we're going to be out of time, so I'm going to leave it there, but I've thoroughly enjoyed talking to you. If you want to follow you and listen to your music, or you on the regular platforms, we find you on the Spotify's of the world and the like.
Absolutely. And my music's on Spotify and iTunes and everywhere where music is played under Menachem Weinstein. You guys can follow me on Instagram. And thank you guys so much for having me. And I just wanted to say a shout out to my fellow Runback family, living in Johannesburg, and thank you so much for having me, guys.
I'm just going to let you know, because we are out of time, we are going to leave it there, but we are going to play out this afternoon with one of your songs, a song called Mi Adira. So just that you know that. Thank you, Menachem. It's been great chatting to you.
Take care.
So that was Menachem Weinstein, South African connection, but who knew that?
Chai FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Mi adir al hakol, mi baruch al hakol, mi gadol al hakol, mi dagul al hakol, hu yevarech et chatam. Yet Hakala Hu Yevarech Et Chatam Yet Hakala.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.